Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, today we're talking about a heartbeat that I think, well, certainly because I was sharing, I relate to, but I think Mum,
we all would relate to at some stage.
And I had several titles for this heartbeat because I couldn't decide. So
I'll give us all the titles.
Yeah, so I did share them. So the first one was just the title, What Do You Have?
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one is What Is In Your Hands? And then How to Move Forward When You Feel Stuck? And the last one is Perseverance in Following What God Has Asked of You. And I think all of those
explain what you're talking about.
Which, have you ever had a time in your life when you feel like God says, go this way, do something, walk in this direction? So you do. You take the first step and you go, cool, God, I've taken the first step. What next?
Now what?
And you either feel stuck or you don't know what to do next.
Mm.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I have many, many, many times.
Yeah.
And you wonder, well, why did he tell me to take the first step if he hasn't then shared me the second step?
Yeah.
Why am I staying in this one step, on this one step? Why? Is it because I need to mature more? Mm. I've got to do something different? I didn't listen well, I didn't discern well, didn't hear him properly. Mm. Who knows?
But I've found, because recently when I've done that myself and then I got a bit stuck, I've been like then going, oh, well, you know, my life is pretty comfortable right now. Maybe I don't have to keep
going
pursuing
extra.
Like I took a first
good
step.
Good excuse.
And then gone, oh, there's no answers. Okay, God, you must have changed your mind. you know what I mean? Like, okay, I won't keep pursuing. And then I was like, I shared in the heartbeat, I was vacuuming. And I just felt like when I was talking to God while I was vacuuming, because
you talk to God as you vacuum, I do too.
Yeah. Well, I used to listen to the radio, but when you got the vacuum on, you can't. So I might as well talk to God. And so, yeah, I'm vacuuming and talking to God. And I felt like, yeah, I'm just really comfortable. Maybe I'll just stay in the place that I am. And then I had this other Holy Spirit thought of, yeah, but then you wouldn't be being obedient to
what you think God is saying.
So that's when I had the next thought from the Holy Spirit that said, so what do you have and what do you know? So if you just take a step back and go, okay, I've tried this, but I've come up against a brick wall. So what else, what do I have? What else could I do to try and pursue what God has for me?
But before even going there, sometimes God does want us just to stop. We've taken the first step and then just stop. And the obedience is listening.
Yeah.
Actually, Bruce the other day was sharing that obedience in Greek means to listen.
Mm.
And so maybe, because sometimes God, we've taken the first step and then God's going, great, but stop and listen for a bit longer because the next step's not ready yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's big plan. You've got to think big plan picture.
Mm.
We've put the first piece on the puzzle.
Yeah.
And we want to look for the second piece, but God's saying, no, I'm still getting these other connected pieces together because then your piece fits in.
Mm, mm.
And sometimes it's a waiting period.
Yep.
But then you're saying, then you need to discern, though, what do I have that maybe will lead me to that next step?
Yeah, like just looking at either your skill set or where are you positioned in life. And just thinking about those things and going, well, maybe God will use all of those. to get to the next step.
Yeah. So what? So for example, if he's told you to change jobs, so you've decided, okay, I'm going to change jobs. The first step was I've made the decision.
Yeah.
I'm changing jobs. I'm looking out for this particular area that I is on my heart that I feel the Holy Spirit leading me to. It can be a totally opposite, different area to where I'm working in. And you do that, and then you come up nothing.
Yeah.
And then you discern, did I discern wrong? Mm. Should I stay in this? Mm. I'm quite comfortable in my first job.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit still says, no, wait, I'm still wanting you to do it, but the position that I want to give you isn't ready yet.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you haven't resigned from the other job yet. You're still just looking at, you know, where you're going to go, what you're going to do.
Mm.
And so it is a listening, discerning time. But then maybe you did hear it wrongly. Mm. Or it's you heard about changing jobs, but you heard you're not looking in the right area,
yeah.
the right field. Mm. Keep praying, keep listening, keep discerning, because God will tell you.
Mm. It's a lot about trust once you take that step too. Trust that God will show you the next step or that he has. You've just got to look around and go, okay, where is it?
It's not step one to step two. It's step one to one and a half, to one and three quarters, and then to two.
Because I shared like the stories of Moses and then Jesus feeding the 5,000, how like Moses goes to God, well, how are people going to know that you sent me? Like,
I can't talk even properly. Like,
Right. Because Moses did, he struggled to speak, and God says to him, well, what do you have holding in your hand right there, you know? And he had this staff that God's like, well, I'm going to use that.
Mm-hmm.
And same with feeding the 5,000, the disciples say, well, we have no food, we've got nothing. And I think, how often in my life do I be like, I've got nothing. Yeah, and God's like, well, you got 5 loaves and 2 fish. Like, yes. You got something.
You've got your brain. Mm. You've got your voice. You've got your ability that I've given you.
Mm.
You've got the love. You've got me.
Yeah.
We forget about him sometimes in the mix.
Yeah. I think too sometimes, because I've been thinking about this myself, because I believe that God will provide, I've almost been like thinking, oh, well, One day it will just appear. Like,
where's the basket of food?
Yeah. But forgetting that, but part of it is the journey of me pursuing it.
But no, part of it is the journey of being with him in pursuing it.
Yeah.
It's always with God.
Mm.
And sometimes it's not the end's result that is actually his wants.
Mm.
It's the relationship that you have with him on that journey that matures us, that grows us. And then he blesses us with the end result and then goes, okay, but that's not the end result. Now let's journey in this other area or further on to the next step.
Yeah, that's it. So I've got for the weekly challenge, I think it's a two-part. The first is to go back and discern because I think that's always a good starting point. If you're feeling a bit stuck, discern if what you think God's asked you
But you can discern it not just in yourself.
Mm.
Go to someone, a few people if you want to, who are wise and wise in godly ways. Even if they don't know what you're discerning, just say, I need you to pray for me because I'm discerning something in my career, in my life. Mm. And that their prayer can help you.
Mm.
But also discerning, say if you decided I'm going to become a teacher, go and talk to another teacher and discern in other ways, like when they share about, well, you need to do this and this is what it entails and have you thought of this and this, it might like inspire your spirit, or you think, oh no, I don't have that first aid certificate that I need, I better go do it.
Mm.
Like it helps you discern.
Yeah. So that's the first bit, to discern. And the second bit is to ask yourself, well, what do I have?
Yes.
And looking at what God has already provided you with to be able to move forward. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. We hope that it's helped you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.